The economy is getting stronger, banks are lending again, and interest rates are at historic lows. Now is a great time to buy your dream home. The caring and knowledgeable professionals at Homes for You have been helping people just like you for over 20 years. They take the time to listen to what you want and will help you find just the right home in Washington or Idaho. Real estate is what we do at Homes for You, 928-5782, or visit online at homes4uspokane.com.
Welcome to Human Rights Today and Tomorrow, where we celebrate diversity and promote human rights, which is essential for a vibrant and successful community. Through interviews with area business and civic leaders, as she brings cultural awareness, examines human rights issues, and honors the many differences that make the Inland Northwest such a special place to live and work.
Hi. This is Lisa Manning. I'm with the Human Rights Education Institute, and I am the Interim Executive Director, and we have a program today on anti-bullying in the Coeur d'Alene School District. And today I have two guests with me, Marilyn Muehlbach, who is our board member and a trainer in the anti-bullying program, and I have Bill Rutherford, principal of Fernand Elementary School and District County Facilitator of Anti-Bullying. We call him the Anti-Bullying Czar. And I am going to tell you a little bit about the history and funding of this program and then transition into our guest today. About 4 years ago, Tony Stewart with the Task Force on Civil and Human Rights talked to students in the schools about bullying, and he quickly became informed of 7th and 8th graders' experiences with students that had experienced bullying and some of whom knew of their friends who had committed suicide. And after he spoke with 6 classes and they spoke of student suicide, he knew right away this was a very, very critical issue to address. He met for 90 minutes with the superintendent and assistant superintendent at that time, which was Matt Handelman, and they conducted a national search to find Steve Wessler. Now, by law, enacted this legislation that every public school in Idaho has to have an anti-bullying program. Steve comes from a career in civil rights. He was the AG for the Civil Rights in Maine, and then Portland Center Against Hate. And he travels all over the world, stepping into the most difficult conflict situations, bringing dignity, respect, and reaching out to anti-bullying programs, namely the Train the Trainer programs. Marilyn has gone through this program herself, as well as Bill. And I won't take up too much time, but I do want to credit the Coeur d'Alene Tribe, Kootenai County Electric, and the Kootenai County Task Force on Human Relations for funding these programs. And they're going to talk quite a bit about how many people have been trained, how many students. The next steps are reaching out to the communities. It's quite an impressive and successful program. One thing I do want to mention, Steve Wessler said there's only one agenda for coming to Idaho, that every child was safe. He trains faculty, staff, and students all over the world. And there's no use in training unless you change the student culture. Bill and Marilyn will talk more specifically about that. But what's important is peer-to-peer. You put the students in charge and make them the heroes. They're in charge of making the difference. They have clubs in all of the 3 middle schools and 3 high schools where they meet with each other, help them resolve anti-bullying efforts, have been really throughout every age group. And the school district today is a comprehensive, effective anti-bullying program in all of the state of Idaho in the Coeur d'Alene School District. So we really are way ahead of everyone and hope to reach out to the community. With that, I will turn the conversation over to Bill Rutherford, who writes a column every week in the Coeur d'Alene Press called Food for Thought, and he'll speak quite a bit about some of the programs that he's involved in. Green Dot is another, and their approach to anti-bullying in the schools. Bill, if you will, thank you.
Great. About 4 years ago, we had a school board meeting where families, parents, and children came to the board, along with Tony also, talking about the struggles that children have in school and really the focus that they didn't see focusing on our anti-bully efforts. So at the time, the board was emotionally moved by the stories that they heard and decided we needed to make a difference. So we put together, with Hazel Bauman and Matt Handelman, put together a really inclusive group of people from the community, from the school, and students to talk about what we need to do to change. And with that, with those meetings, we found things that weren't working. And one of the main things that didn't work was our policy. Our policy wasn't clear, and we didn't have a clear definition of bullying, and we didn't have tools that were used to help teach students what bullying was. So our message wasn't clear either. So from that, from those meetings, we had the ability to rewrite things that needed to be rewritten, and we formed a tighter team of people that really are working now as a working committee, a working group. And when Stephen Wessler came to the school, he went to all the schools and interviewed students, administrators, teachers, and sat down and really had a heart-to-heart conversation about what's working and what's not, and what do they really see inside of our schools. And the outcome was alarming. What we discovered through his work is the students do trust the teachers, but the students, what students do to each other was definitely alarming. And from his work, he reported to us what we needed to do to change. And one of those changes was to develop a team of trainers to help educate our students about what bullying is and then what they can do to help resolve some of the issues they're having.
Tell us a little bit more about how the clubs are effective. Is it an accountability partnership? Lending support to one another? Can you describe a little bit more about what actually happens?
You bet. That's exactly it. It's to understand another person's point of view, to empathize with other students, particularly students that really struggle, and to watch for other students that are sitting outside of the cafeteria by themselves, or students that are feeling that they're being hurt, and to open up that dialogue with those students and let them know there is a safe place. We really focus on a bystander, what it is to either stand by and watch violence happen or to jump in and stop violence from happening. Mm-hmm. And to stop violence from happening with your voice, to stand up beside the person that's getting bullied and to say, stop. This can't happen here, and we're not going to allow it to happen here. Mm-hmm. So to start building that culture of change, the culture where students believe that in our school bullying doesn't happen, it needs to stop. Mm-hmm. And for it not to be funny anymore, not to be cute, and not to be something that is just accepted, and to change that culture from bullying being accepted to where it just doesn't happen in our school anymore is really where the clubs are doing their best work.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Tell me how many trainers have been trained so far and how many students?
We have 20 trainers so far, and possibly next year we're going to expand that again. And Excellent. We're up to around 700 students now. So our goal is, in 4 years, to have our student body trained from all the way from our middle schools to our high schools. So the hope is, as our seniors leave and become citizens of our community, that they'll then take those same beliefs and problem-solving skills to the community as they become adults and then affect their children, who will affect their children, and so on and so
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm. Building that sustainability in the program, do you see families, parents, support in the way that they need to?
Right now, there's sizable support. We hear a lot of anecdotal responses. We often hear that at my house, it seems better. At my house, my mm-hmm. kids are speaking differently at home. They're saying that they feel safer in school. We're just starting to collect data. So our mm-hmm. data will come in at the end of this year. We'll have a good baseline of where we are as far as our work that's been done so far, and continually hope to see that data just improve and improve.
Could you talk a little bit about Green Dot and Wessler's sexual aggression collective voice approach?
You bet. That was really a major focus of what's not working in our schools, is students are being sexually aggressive towards other students, and students are not feeling safe. Susan Johnson from the North Idaho Violence Prevention Center brought a program to our team called Green Dot. And the idea is that a green dot's a good dot. Everybody wants to be a green dot. And red dots are bad dots. That's where violence, aggressional, relational violence and violence with other students happen. So the idea is to change every red dot to a green dot. And we do that by empowering, again, through education, empowering people to stand up to other people and to not accept violence or aggression on other students in our schools.
And that's changing the culture.
It changes the culture.
What can the Human Rights Education Institute do to help support these programs, in your view?
We really feel that our community is our next step. The community is where we need to get our message to, and our consistent message. So it's important to have that same message when our students are talking at home about violence and bullying and not feeling safe. Then the parents will have the same feedback and give the same advice to their children that we're giving them at school to stand up and feel safe.
Excellent. Thank you. And we are in the process of writing grants to help continue that funding support and, of course, through our education programs as well. And I will talk a little bit later, perhaps, on the various approach, the classroom conversations, the respect and caring and nurturing, the sitting in the circle approach without barriers if we have an opportunity. And with that said, I'll introduce Marilyn is that okay? Yeah. I'm not sure what our time is. Marilyn Muehlbach with the Human Rights Education Institute Board, who has been a trainer. And Marilyn, could you please introduce yourself a little bit more extensively?
I'm Marilyn Muehlbach. I've served on the Human Rights Education Institute Board for 6 years now. Before that, well, even during that, was a minister in town for 20 years. And have several grandchildren, and that's how I kind of got interested in the anti-bullying program. I could see that they were being bullied in various situations, and when I was visiting, we have four boys in one family, and I noticed that the two older boys were bullying the next one, the third one. The other one was too young to be bullied yet, I guess, and I was very uncomfortable with what they were doing. I broke it up, but then I hadn't done anything about it. So I decided I wanted to do something about it, and I talked to them. I said it was our turn to go get ice cream with the kids, and so I said, who wants to go get ice cream? They all did. I said, great. I want to meet you downstairs, but first I need to talk to you. So come on, get ready to go get ice cream, and come on downstairs and talk with me. And we all sat on the floor, and I asked them if they knew what bullying was. Yeah, they all knew what bullying was. Asked them if they'd ever been bullied, and the two older ones said, at school so-and-so did such-and-such, some little bit of bullying. And the little one was not saying anything. And so I asked him, I said, have you ever been bullied? And he said, yeah, by these two. And that's what I wanted to get at. So we talked about that, and we talked about what they could have done differently, mm-hmm. And that kind of thing. And then I just thought I better let their mom know what was going on. So I said something to her, and she said, well, you know, boys will be boys. And that has kind of stuck with me. And I've heard that in some of the trainings I've done. Boys will be boys. Kids will be kids. They've always done bullying in the schools. You know, what's different now? Well, there have been a lot of surveys, research done saying that bullying, kids that are bullied, carry that with them into adulthood and for their whole lives, really. And that those who are bullied tend to be less successful in mm-hmm. their lives, both in their earning power, in their successful marriages, in their relationships with other people, in their happiness. In all of those ways, they're affected for a long term by the bullying that they experience. And then I saw an article just recently that the statement, boys will be boys, is really a put-down for males, for boys. That it sort of says that boys can't change, that boys don't know any better, that it's okay to expect that from boys. And it's not. Respect, human rights is about respect and dignity, and it goes across the board in all situations. Respect and dignity for all human beings. So that's how kind of one of the reasons I was interested and asked if I could be a trainer, even though I wasn't a teacher or a counselor in the schools. And Tony Stewart's figured out a way to get me in so that I could take the training. And I've done 6 trainings, I think, now in the schools.
Let me just take a short break, Marilyn, and then I'd like to come back and learn much more about the actual training experience you've had and trained other trainers and teachers as well in the training you've had over the last, is it 2 years, I believe, that you?
About a year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to take a short break and we'll come back in just a moment.
Listening to SpokaneTalksOnline.com, Spokane and North Idaho's business and community talk station.
Affordable health coverage is now available in Washington State. Better Health Together is a nonprofit organization offering free one-on-one assistance to help you explore your options, understand discounts and tax credits, and apply for coverage. We have 250 trained professionals throughout Eastern Washington ready to help you apply for coverage. To learn more about this free service and your insurance options, call Better Health Together at 509-321-7500, 509-321-7500.
Hi, this is Kent Adams, co-host of Business Talks. I'd like to introduce you to a couple of friends, Lisa and Alan Gwaltney of Window World. I've known Lisa and Alan for a number of years and know them to be honest and caring folks. They take pride in their windows, sliding doors, and blinds. So when it comes to your home, call them direct at 509-456-5880. That's Window World of Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. And if you tell them Kent sent me, they'll give you 5% off a 5-window installation. Call them today at 456-5880.
Thank you. We are with Marilyn Muehlbach, who is going to continue her discussion on her anti-bullying training and the program in the schools. Marilyn, would you care to pick up where we left off?
Well, sure. I'll talk a little bit about the program itself. I've been working with both middle school students and high school students in this program. It's the Steve Wessler program that Lisa talked about at the beginning. There are a couple of different programs that are operating in the schools. There's a different one for the elementary schools. But basically, they're teaching the same skills and the same ideas of dignity and respect. One of the things that I think is really important is to understand how anti-bullying actions escalate, how they begin and how they grow into something that really becomes a major problem, and also how it parallels the path to genocide, which is pretty serious. And when I heard both of those things together, I thought, wow, this is, you know, we really do need to deal with this for sure, we need to deal with this. So it starts with people just maybe making jokes about other people. They're not around, nobody hears them except their little group, but what they're doing is separating themselves from other people, causing a them and us kind of a situation. And then when they're separated that way, it becomes in their own minds a little more okay to maybe say something directly to them, call them a name, call them say something that's disrespectful to them. And that progresses along. And then if nobody says anything, if nobody stops it, then maybe they might give a little push on the shoulder when they're going down the halls or accidentally, quote, knock the books out of somebody's arms. And it grows then into shoving them into the lockers and, you know, the things that we all kinds of things that we hear about, things that go beyond that. And the sexual harassment also has become in some instances fairly blatant in the halls, not just somebody having a cuddle in the halls, but touching and creating problems in that way. That's not okay. That's not what we're about. And in this escalation process in genocide, then it goes from the hurtful actions and actually hurting somebody into then killing people and you know, going even further. But it starts in the same way. It starts with that them and us, and then making them less than me somehow, putting them down in some way, and then creating that, making it okay for the bullier to bully, to treat somebody with disrespect. So I think it's really, really important, the work that we're doing. And as Bill said, getting it out into the community then is going to be even more important. We know that kids learn what they learn at first in their homes, and then they learn from their friends in the interactions between them and their friends.
I know that the trainers are made up of not only teachers but community members. How are the anti-bullying programs and trainings incorporated in the students' curriculum? If either one of you could describe that.
They are part of the curriculum now, and we have every student in elementary school, a counselor visits their classroom every other week to do at least a 30-minute training all the way down from kindergarten up to sixth grade, fifth and sixth grade. In the middle schools, we have a program brought to us by Olvius that we got a grant for and funded partially from the school district. And in that program, the teachers have a script where they sit and talk. They have a leader discussion with the students, an open leader discussion about things that are happening in their lives every day. And with that script, it really talks about effective ways to handle aggression and effective ways to stand up to aggression. And the students are able to have an open-ended conversation, not just to admire the problem, but to help solve the problem. So we do that in our middle schools every week, once a week. And in our high schools, we are doing a lot of the same things. We're having our respect clubs that meet weekly, and also our trainers that are training our Westler students are sharing that message throughout every day. And 100 different things happening in 100 different schools. Every school has events going on constantly all the time that focus around this. It's taken off and really gained that ownership that we just didn't have before.
Mm-hmm.
Lake City High School made a video about anti-bullying that's just wonderful. If you ever have a chance to see it, you'd need to take a look at it.
How can our listeners get more information?
It's on YouTube, and okay. The video is. So I think anybody could just Google the Lake City High School
Anti-bullying,
I think it'll come up.
In Coeur d'Alene?
Yeah, in Coeur d'Alene.
It was Lake City High School in Coeur d'Alene.
When is the next Train the Trainer? When will Steve Westler be back? Do you know?
We had an opportunity to have him come back this summer, but right now we have enough trainers to train enough students. So we haven't had anyone drop out yet.
Wonderful.
So that's our goal, is once that happens, then we need to increase our opportunity. But we're going at a pretty fair pace right now.
Excellent. Well, we have some exciting events coming up with the Human Rights Education Institute that, of course, support the anti-bullying programs, education programs throughout the summer. We're working with the Kroc Center on a summer multicultural program, and I would look to both of you to help us to design an anti-bullying piece in that summer camp program, if you would. And I invite our listeners to contact the Human Rights Education Institute if you have topic ideas, would like to participate as a panelist. We have the Japanese internment camp museum and exhibit coming up starting early this summer throughout the September semesters, so that we can involve the students as well as the college and universities. In October 16th and 17th, we have a conference in Coeur d'Alene on Friday and Moscow on that Saturday with James Meredith and his noted editor and journalist, Rob Lee Long. So we have some exciting events coming up. Marilyn, would you like to say a couple words about your wonderful Mad Hatter event coming up next week?
And on May 2nd, we have the Mad Hatter Tea Party, which is a fundraiser for the Human Rights Education Institute. And you might say, so what does a tea party have to do with human rights? It's all about dignity and respect. And this maybe takes it over the top, but it's fun. It's the Mad Hatter Tea Party. And we have the characters there. We have a chance to vote for the tables. Every table is different. It's a wonderful event.
And, Bill, what will you be up to this summer?
That's a great question. I am going to have fun in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho this summer. And we have lots of trainings coming up. So it's a busy time building empathy around the bullying program.
Thank you. And please thank Matt Handelman for all of us for putting you in touch with us.
I will.
And thank you for anti-bullying education, and we very, very much appreciate all that you're doing and the differences that you truly are making on a major critical area and large scale. So good luck to both of you, and please let us know how we can be of support throughout. Thank you.
Human Rights Today and Tomorrow is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask Lisa a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. We wish you a great day.
Our four-season weather here in the Inland Northwest places extra demands on your roof. What might pass as a good roof in some cities just won't hold up around here. That's why you should hire Barton Roofing for your next roof. Free estimates, written proposals, a member of the Spokane Home Builders Association, and accredited by the Better Business Bureau. BartonRoof.com.